So today we'd like to discuss the concept of bracha smucha l'chavrata. And our initial question, our focal point is going to be, what is smucha? Smucha means that two brachas in close proximity. Can I just take two brachas and recite them one after the other? And that gives me a bracha smucha l'chavrata. And bracha smucha l'chavrata has tremendous repercussions. It means that the second bracha doesn't open up with a baruch. It's like an attached bracha. It's a bridge. And it somehow attaches to the first bracha. So we're going to look at Tosfos here on Daf Mem Vav and Aleph, Dibra Maskel Kol HaBrachos. Do you see such a Tosfos? On Daf Mem Vav and Aleph, I believe it is, yeah? So now, we're going to talk about the following. The Rav's first question here in this Sefer is, what's considered smucha? Does smucha mean a conceptual connection or thematic conception between the two brachos, in which case we could say that the two brachos form one unit, one entity? For example, you could talk about the various brachos of Shmona Esrei, correct? They're all part of one entity called Tefillah. You could talk about the brachos of Birkas HaMazon. They're part of a Seder HaBrachos, and there's one Kiyum of Birkas HaMazon. Or is it possible that what generates bracha smucha l'chavrata is what's called tchifus? Tchifus means simply that one bracha was said techef immediately following the other bracha, even if they would have no relationship whatsoever. I don't know if you ever had this experience where you're on the road and you have to recite Tfilas HaDerech, and Tfilas HaDerech opens up without a baruch. Yes. So it could be that the reason we drop the baruch is because it's a smucha l'chavrata. Well, why is it smucha l'chavrata? So the Torah writes it's smucha l'chavrata because before you go out on the trip, you insert the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech into the Shmon Esri itself. So then it becomes part of the Shmon Esri and it gets a din of smucha l'chavrata. But others will say, no. Take an apple, make a bar priyaitz on an apple, and then say Tfilas HaDerech. That's enough to make it into smucha l'chavrata. Now clearly the bar priyaitz has nothing to do with the kiyum of Tfilas HaDerech. So the Rav points out here that there's a machlokas rishonim, and we're going to look at Tosfos, and then we're going to look at the Ramban, and we're going to see that they have two opinions about this very question. Because according to the sheet of Tosfos, we need just tchifus. And Tosfos is going to say that if you take two brachos, bazu achar zu, bitchifus, tchifus means, right, take one bracha after the other, then it's a bracha smucha l'chavrata. The Ramban and his Talmidim say that no, you need two brachas that are kiyum mitzvah achas. They belong to one mitzvah. So we're going to go through the Tosfos inside, and we're going to go through the Ramban inside, but we're just giving a little bit of a heads up, so to speak, to create a framework for our investigation of what exactly is bracha smucha l'chavrata. So here's the language of Tosfos. Tosfos says the following: Birchas asher yotzar eina smuchel enetilas yadayim. So imagine he comes out of the washroom and he wants to make the bracha asher yotzar, and he has a bracha of netilas yadayim. Let's say, for example, what we call negel vasa, correct? So you wash negel vasa and you make a bracha on netilas yadayim, and now you want to make it asher yotzar. So Tosfos says that's not smucha l'chavrata. Why? Because harbi pa'omim omra levada. He says that we recite asher yotzar many times, independent of netilas yadayim. So the Rav wants to suggest that perhaps what Tosfos is saying is that in order to generate a status of smucha l'chavrata, you need that it be kiyum echad, that the two brachas are integrated into one mitzvah. Well, in the case where each bracha could be recited alone and you're just combining them together, those are two kiyumim. So, you know, if you might ask, well, you know, I washed netilas yadayim, I said a baruch, now I'm saying asher yotzar, I don't need a baruch because it's smucha l'chavrata. Tosfos says, no, you need a baruch. You're going to recite the standard formula of asher yotzar with a baruch. And the reason for that is because netilas yadayim and asher yotzar are two different machayvim. you know, you chayve the tils yadayim simply because you woke up in the morning and your hands are, you know, or your daim askonios, so they're not clean. You won't be able to make brachas or davin, or perhaps, you know, famous Rashba about birya chadosha. But whatever it is, has nothing to do with the fact that you did go to the bathroom, you did go to the bathroom. In either case, you will wash the tils yadayim as a separate chiyuv, and you make a bracha. After he goes to the bathroom, that's not connected to the Netilas Yadayim. But it seems that Tosis holds that. So now he says the following: that Tosis wants to suggest that there's a halacha of Seder, and this you'll see over there on the top of the second column. He says Smucha equals Beseder. Now, the question is there a Seder with regard to Al Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzar? And Tosis says, if there's a Seder, then maybe that itself is enough to set up a Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata. So therefore, Tosis was vacillating back and forth, and he couldn't come to any conclusion initially when he asked this question as to why Asher Yotzar opens up with a baruch. There's a Seder HaBrachos, you'll open up the, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, or open up your Seder, and it says that first start with Asher Yotzar and then recite Al Netilas Yadayim, or the other way around, but there's a certain Seder. So Tosfos says, is that enough to justify Bracha Smucha L'Chavrata? If it is, then why do we open up Asher Yotzar with a baruch? Tosfos answers, no, that it's not considered smucha l'chavrata, and I'll prove it to you, says Tosfos, because each bracha of these two brachas can be recited alone, independent of the other bracha. So if you have two brachas that are always recited one after the other, therefore they have some sort of thematic connection, they belong to one mitzvah, that makes it into smucha l'chavrata. But if you have two brachas that, even if they have a seder to them, but nevertheless each bracha exists on its own, therefore, it's not a bracha smucha l'chavrata. Tosis writes, V'chol hani brachos ketanos, kol achas bracha le'atzma. Kerabrina bi'alma, karhavi mahalach, hoye mevarech, mitzadei gover v'chein kulam.
Are you reading from that?
The paragraph that starts the ode on the left column. You have such a thing?
Oh, okay.
And what he's saying is the following, that the birchas hashachar would really, in a sense, fit into our description. It's yes and it's no. It's yes that it's a Seder HaBrachos, because we have a Seder HaBrachos, but on the other hand, each bracha could come on its own. So, for example, let's say he goes out on the road, and he hasn't yet recited the other Birchas HaShachar, he will still make the bracha Mitzadi Gover. When he puts on his shoes, you know, he'll make a bracha Shasali Kol Tzarki, etc., etc. So it means that these two, that the connection between these brachos is just part of a seder, but they're not thematically connected to one kiyum. So therefore, each bracha has to have its own baruch. Then Tosfos writes the ode to havik tzaros. That is another reason why we need a psicha bebaruch. The entire principle of bracha smucha l'chavrata only applies to what's called an matbea aruch. What's a matbea aruch? Doesn't mean literally that it's long and you have to count how many letters it has, how many words it has, but Aruch means it has many themes. It's a hybrid of themes, and then in such a case you don't need a baruch if it's smucha l'chavrata. But in the case of a bracha ktsara, which is basically a bracha of one hodah, meaning there's one monolithic theme to the bracha, or for example Birchas Hanenim is always a bracha on a certain specific hana, like Bari Priya Eitz. In such a case, by definition, you need a psicha. When do you have the right to apply the principle of bracha smucha l'chavrata to drop the baruch? That's only in a case of a matbea aruch. If you have a long matbea of a bracha, that means it's multi-motifed. It has two motifs. In such a case, you can apply the principle of smucha l'chavrata. So, for example, let's take Birkas HaMazon. You go through Birkas HaMazon, you can see that each bracha has many, many different parts to it, many different ideas to it. and each one is a different expression of hoda. In such a case, you apply the principle of smucha l'chavrta. But in a case where you're thanking Hashem for the priya aids, that's not a bracha arucha, that's a bracha ktsara. And that always, by definition, requires a baruch. So that's what he says, v'od havi ktsaros v'havyon ki birchas haperos. Again, he didn't have to quote the case of Birchas HaBeros. He could have said Birchas HaYirokos. He could have said Birchas HaPas, Birchas HaYayin, Birchas Ha... You know, any bracha that you make as a Birchas HaNenim is always, by definition, a bracha ktsara. He calls it a bracha ktana. And a bracha ktana, since it's only one theme, and one hodah, one single hodah, therefore, there's no halacha of smucha l'chavrata. So let's get back to Birchas HaShachar. Again, Birchas HaShachar is very complex, right? Because on the one hand, there's a Seder of the Brachas, but on the other hand, each Bracha can be recited on its own. Then add to boot that each Bracha is a Bracha Ktsara. Is Nechleku HaRamam V'Rosh V'Ran B'din Amiras Birchas HaShachar L'shitas HaRamam Odo Mevarech Birchas HaShachar Al Kol Dover U'Dover K'shi Ahed Avimenu. The Rosh says, "Misader kol abrachas bebeis hakneses bezuach hazu umevarcham af beli hana." So there's a double nafkamina here between the Rambam and the Rosh. They'll argue a whether all the brachas should be recited one after the other. The Rambam says that you recite the bracha at a different time. Each bracha should be recited at a different moment in time. The Rosh says no; all the brachas should be recited one after the other. And the second machlokus is, when do you, by definition, have to make the brachos? The Rambam would say no. It all depends on whether you are in those situations. If you're not in those situations, then you won't make the brachos. Each bracha has its own situation. The Rosh says no. These brachos are recited on a daily basis, whether or not you experience those situations. And therefore the Rosh links them all together into one Seder. Now, according to the Rambam, we have a classic case of Birchas Hodah, meaning I tie my shoes, I thank Hashem for giving me the opportunity to tie my shoes, and I recite Shasali Kol Tzarki. I walk in the street and I thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Mitzadi Gover. That's called a Birchas Hodah. Again, a Birchas Hodah only applies when you're chayv to be moded to Kodesh Baruch because of a particular experience or a particular hanah that you had. Therefore, the Rambam would say that if you didn't have this hanah for whatever reason, you don't make that bracha. Tosfos is also on board. In Eino Nena, Eino Mevarech Malbish Harumin, V'chayotze Bahen. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but I mean, I don't think he's naked, but maybe he doesn't have any significant clothes, and he wouldn't make the bracha malbish arumin. That's what Tosfos says. We didn't get to this Tosfos much later at the end of the Masechta. However, according to the Rosh and the Ran, and they're of the opinion that you make this bracha whether or not you have that hanah, he classifies it as a Birchas HaShevach. I mean, basically, I'm thanking Hashem for the potential or for the universe that you created that has this Hanor, or for the fact that other people could have this Hanor. So, for example, I'm not sure what the Rambam would say to a blind person about Pokech Ivrim. I would insist that according to Rambam, a blind person does not make this Bracha Pokech Ivrim. But the Rosh would say, no. The blind person is thanking Hashem for those, you know, for creating sight and for those who can see.
And could he possibly be making of that blessing for personal insight? He may not have sight, but he has insight. Maybe.
Okay. I don't know if that's called Pokech Ivrim, but yeah. Mi'idach HaRosh Baran Svir Lehu DeBirchas HaShach Avim Birchas HaShevach. So we're thanking Hashem and praising Hashem because of this universe that He created with all these wonderful pleasures and powers and faculties. Lachen pasku sheyochel yom v'asachas v'sakness mishum sheim shevach l'Hashem shebarat tzorchei ha'olam. That God created these needs and the ability to fulfill these needs.
It's a machlokas whether you can say them all together.
Correct. The Rosh says every morning you say all the brachas together. That's our minute. The Ram says no. When you have experience X, you make the bracha, and you experience Y. You, if and when.
The Ram is aware of the other minute, and he opposes it.
Oh really? Okay, I don't have a Ram in front of me now, but it's Perek Tes.
He says it's
Perek Zayin Milchus
Brachos. He brings it up and he says it's wrong.
Okay.
Let me give you.
If you can get me a Ram,
I can just mention to a beautiful imagery very quickly that one would never forget. When one time trials were going on, there was a person who diary was taken out, and the Germans. This was a child of seven. Her eyes were taken out because they said you have two beautiful eyes. For a Jewish child.
Right.
And the child in the diary wrote to his parents, that it was dictated to the parents, please write down the following, that he may have taken out my eyes, but I want you to know I see the love that you surround me with. And apparently she survived the war, and she said the love that kept me going was the sight that I had within myself.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying, that to me that would be a blessing to say.
Right. Sight. Lefizen nir levaris divrei atosus shehikshu amai birchas hashachar poschos bebaruch. Right, l'shitosam that there's a halacha of seder. Right, because we said that according to the Rosh and the Ran, there's a halacha of seder that automatically and absolutely on a daily basis, this is the seder of brachos. Is therefore Tosus is bothered. Here on Daf Mem Vav, why isn't it a smucha lechavrata? They all belong to one entity, and therefore haven't lay smucha lechavrata. Each bracha should rely on the psicha of the other one. Mitirzatosis. Oh, thanks. Do you want to do me a favor if you mask of a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Perek Zayin Alocha Dalit. I think it is. Or you'll find it there. So Tosis answers the chol bracha nitkinat kebracha b'fnei atzma. It sounds like the maskon of Tosus is that, like the Rambam, each bracha depends upon if and when you enjoy that benefit. Because Tosus the maskon thinks that you only have smucha lechavrata when two brachas are absolutely interdependent and they form one entity, one with the other. And the fact that you recite it b'tchifus, well, first of all, you don't have to recite it b'tchifus. You know, it depends when you put on your shoes and when you walk out and when you see with your eyes and when you put on your clothes. So there's no tchifus over here. But again, I think he's saying something more fundamental here. On the top here, your next page, he says, Einam nemoros dafka b'tchifus. I don't think you need exactly that point. Mm-hmm. I think even if it's ain't an emaris, because if it's the main point here, is that each bracha is a separate, independent kiyum of hodah, and they don't integrate to form one whole. And then Tosus says the havyan ktsaros. Now, why does Tosus need a second answer? You know, whenever Tosus brings a second answer, you have to figure out why he wasn't satisfied perhaps with the first answer. So maybe he wasn't satisfied with the first answer because of the Shita the Rosh, that the Shita Rosh is that these form an entity, all the Birchas HaShachar which are recited it, whether or not, and immediately one after the other is part of a Chiyuv of all these Brachas Kisei there, is then it should be a Brachas Smucha Lechavrata. Because they all form one entity. So Tosus has to come up with a second answer, and that is that we have a halacha that a bracha ktsara has to open with a baruch. V'nira detirat zeh ozel lefi shitas harosh varan debirchas hashachar nemoros ala seder v'beis hakneses ta'avim ki birchas shevach Hashem shebara kol tzarchei ha'olam ube'emes havyon smuchen lechavrata. In other words, according to the Rosh and the Ran, since we recite this on a daily basis, whether or not, it's an absolute chiyuv, and there's a certain seder, and we recite it one after the other in the Beis HaKnesses, that makes it into a classic bracha, hasmucha lechavrata. And Tosus, therefore, is not happy with his first answer. And he has to offer a second answer, and that is that there's halach of a bracha ktsara, that a bracha ktsara by definition needs an opening of baruch. So now we have an insight into the two answers of Tosis. Tosis' kasha was why Birchas HaShachar would not fall under the category of Smucha L'Chavrata. And there are two answers. One answer would be that they don't form any sort of a seder at all. And whenever you enjoy whatever you enjoy, that's when you'll make the bracha. And then Tosis is going to reject that answer, because if we go with the Rosh, for example, the Rosh would say that if you integrate, and you have to integrate all these brachas into one entity of Shemach, so that alone is enough to make it into a Smucha L'Chavrata. We don't recite these brachas haphazardly or when they come up, but we always recite them in a specific definite Seder. And the answer is, but says Tosis, you need a bracha rucha for Smucha L'Chavrata, and you don't apply Smucha L'Chavrata in the case of a bracha k'tzara. So we're going now with the Svara of the Rosh. The pshita, the chol brachu, brachu birchas hashachar, kirim b'fnei atzvahi. V'i gedu the smuchos, havi kirim mitzvah achas, pshita, the chol birchas hashachar, einam smuchos l'chavrata.
Find the place where Rambam talks about Birchas HaShachar.
Probably have to flip to the end of Hilchos Brachos. See if you can, what is it, Perek Tesvav, wherever it is, after the 15th chapter, or whatever number it is.
He talked about food the whole time. Okay.
So I'm saying, can you flip to the end of Hilchos Brachos?
Or is it not even in Brachos? I must have just
flipped. No, the Rambam has an epilogue. Is that what it's called? The Rambam has an epilogue to Hilchos Brachos.
Okay.
That's probably where you'll find it.
Again, I'll look, don't
get caught up. Just flip to the end of Hilchos Brachos, the 15th chapter. Go beyond the 15th chapter. See if you can find an epilogue, I call it.
Oh, there's 15 chapters?
Or I don't know, how many chapters?
It's 11. And
oh, 11, okay, I'm sorry.
11. I'll see if I find it here, because I remember seeing it.
But, first tell me that there's an epilogue. We're after the 11th chapter, what comes next? On the very next page in the Rambam.
Hilchos Mila.
That's all? Hilchos Mila? This is the book of Ava. Which book are you looking at?
Ava.
Maybe at the end of the book of Ava? Maybe, perhaps? Anyway, this.
Okay, that's right.
See if you can find it. So again, let's just go over this last point to make sure that we have it clear. He says, maybe at the end of Hilchos Tefillah, the epilogue to Hilchos Tefillah, not Hilchos Brachos. Yeah, that was my mistake. You're right. Okay, so again, I just want to make sure, let's not get sidetracked here.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's just focus for a moment. So he says the following, that if you hold like the Rosh, that you recite these brachos, all of them, on a regular basis, if or if not having had that hanor with a certain seder, then one could argue that that makes it into a bracha smucha l'chavrata. So let's see it nearer the svirle that Tosis wants to apply the principle of smucha l'chavrata to birchas hashachar. Tosis holds to agedah the smucha l'chavrata. Shehabrachos misudarin b'tchifus v'nemru b'zecher zeh. That there's an absolute chiv, an obligation on a daily basis to organize these brachos b'tchifus. And again, it doesn't depend at all on whether you have that particular pleasure. Dab shita, techol brachu bracha mibirchas hashachar kiyum b'fnei atzmohi. So again, what we're doing is we're substituting one definition of smucha l'chavrata for another. Our original intuition was that smucha l'chavrata requires kiyum echad. It's not just that you put together two different brachas, churn them together, they become smucha l'chavrata. You need one kiyum for both brachas. Now we're suggesting that even if there's no one single kiyum for both brachos, it could still be smucha l'chavrata, but that's only if you fill the following conditions. I mean, this is the profile. It's got to be a seder of brachos that are recited b'tchifus one after the other, and absolute, meaning there's no contingency. We're not going to ask whether yes or no. It's one entity of Shevach. And that entity of Shevach is made up of X number of brachos, and those are called Birchas HaShachar. That's when Tosus thinks that perhaps we should classify Birchas HaShachar as a bracha smucha l'chavrata. Just one second. So if that's the sheet of Tosfos, then why do we open up every bracha Birchas HaShachar with a baruch? And the answer is Tosfos is bracha ktsara. So again, in the first answer, Tosfos says that each bracha is independent of the other. He's saying that you need kiyum echad. In the second answer, he's willing to say that if you recite all these brachas b'tchifus, that's enough to make it into smucha l'chavrata, but it's got to be a bracha rucha, and it cannot be a bracha ktsara. Od kasu atosfos v'yishtabach smucha l'baruch sha'amar. So the last bracha psukei zimra does not open with a baruch, and the reason for that is because of the baruch that you recited at the beginning of psukei zimra, baruch shomar. The afal pi sheyesh hefsek tuva, even though between the first bracha and the last you're going to recite all of psukei zimra, that's a long period of time that passed by. Mikolakom lo mafsiki, the psukei zimra do not fall under the category of hefsek. It's not a hefsek. And why? Because again, that's the way we organize the tefillah, that you open up the bracha baruch sha'amar, you recite psukei zimra, and you close that entity with yishtabach. V'shuv hikshu v'yim tomar bracha achrona l'mi shehu kore b'torah. Now we want to know that if you're reading the Torah, you make a bracha after the Kriyas HaTorah. Amai tzrichot. Now that we've been mechadesh that as long as the hefsek was part of the mitzvah, it's not a hefsek. So you have an entire section of Psukei Zimra. Let's say it takes you 10 minutes, right? Depends how fast you die. But let's say it takes you 10 minutes to say Psukei Zimra. That's not considered a hefsek, and therefore the bracha yishtabach starts with yishtabach, not with a baruch. Let's apply the same logic, says Tosfos, to Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah itself that separates the first bracha from the last is not a hefsek because it's all part of the same mitzvah. So therefore the question is, why does the bracha l'achareha in Kriyas HaTorah open up with a baruch? That's a real fine question. I never thought about that.
What's the difference between that and Psukei Zimra?
And what's the difference between that and Psukei Zimra? If you're going to be consistent about it, Psukei Zimra is a sandwich, you know, a sandwich between the opening bracha and the last, but it's all part of one kiyum mitzvah. And the same thing should apply to Kriyas HaTorah.
Psukei Zimra is a tefillah.
What do you say?
It's a tefillah. The Torah is not a bracha.
Right. But the question is, in Hilchas Hefsek, Tosfos wants to know, is this called a Hefsek? If the Brach is on the Torah, and the Brach Lachre is on the Torah that came before it, then the Torah itself is not a Hefsek, it's not a foreign element. Why not attach the two Brachos?
You call benching the Brach HaSmucha to the original Brach because you're eating? The Brach is on.
Maybe.
Eating.
That's a good question. Sam is asking, let's go a step further. If we're going to take this analogy to its conclusion, then why not say that Hamotzi is smucha to the bracha liachar asuda? And I have a suspicion that the answer to that question is going to be the same answer to the Kriyas HaTorah. That there are two different brachos here. One bracha is on what's coming now, and the other bracha is on what already came, if you follow what I mean. In other words, in one case, I'm thanking Hashem for giving me the opportunity. Let's say, thank you Hashem for giving me the loaf of bread that I can make a hamotzi on. Or giving me the Torah that I can study, I can learn the Torah. The second bracha is after I have a feeling of satiation. I'm not thanking Hashem for giving me the opportunity. I'm thanking Hashem for the experience of satiation, the feeling satiation.
That's so interesting.
And in Torah, I think there might be something similar.
The Birgos HaNanyan don't mention the concept of eating or food anywhere. Right? It only talks about the thing. But if you're Hayes, it doesn't say Pilas HaEis.
So you're asking a cash on
money. No. I think it supports you.
How?
Because
I wanted to say that, you know, God, you gave me this opportunity to fulfill my satiation. So you're saying that that's in the pre itself. So I thank Hashem. Wow, you gave me a pre, now I can fill up the belly.
There goes Amazon mentions sova. Mentions that you ate it.
Right, achalta v'sovata. So I'm wondering if there's a similar concept in the bracha li'acher kriyas haTorah. Meaning, we never found that you make a bracha after you fulfill a mitzvah. The only exception is kriyas haTorah. So the answer is that the bracha li'acher kriyas haTorah is not connected to the mitzvah, but rather it's connected to the pleasure and the state of being that I achieved and I experienced through the study of Torah. That's a separate chiyuv hodah. Let's see if Tosfos gives an answer. Fine. V'tirtzu demikevon she'ikar adin. Mikar adin birchas haTorah dekriyas haTorah ne'emaras al yidei shnei anoshim. Ohavin bracha smucha lechavrata. Mashma mikol divrei HaTosfos. The chalashim bracha smucha lechavrata chal machmas da brachos nemorin bitchifus bezu achar zu. Just one second.
What is it?
In other words, you could have one. I mean, we're not familiar with this, but miikra din, one person can make the bracha lefanel, and a different person will make the bracha lachreel. So Tosfos says that therefore it's not a smucha lechavrata. So what does he want to derive from this Tosfos? Chal Hashem brachos uchal machmas da brachos nemoros betchifus bezu achar zu. Just one second. Right, the whole thrust of Tosfos is that in the case of psukim zimra, it's not, there's no tchifus. The Tosfos answers that what? That as long as there's no hefsek, that's enough. It's not mafkia tchifus. So we can call something tachif as long as there's no hefsek. So now Tosfos is saying that if we apply that logic, why don't we apply that to Birchas HaTorah? And the answer is that it's not enough to say that there's no hefsek. You have to have a tchifus. And for some reason, which I don't understand yet why, if somebody else can make the second bracha, that's not called tchifus. Tchifus means that you have the same person as part of his obligation reciting two brachas. So you can say that in the case of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. But you can't say that in Birchas HaTorah, because one person makes the first bracha, and a different person will make the bracha l'achareel.
It just proves that it's a different concept. Because, so in Pesukei Zimra, you can't do that. You can't have one person say Baruch Amar, the other person say Yishtava.
Right.
That proves there's a different concept there.
And he says that concept is called Tchifus, because the whole Tosfos revolves around the issue of Hefsek. The opposite of Hefsek is Tchifus, or shall I say the opposite of Tchifus is Hefsek? I think that's a better way of formulating. Hefsek is the antonym, is the enemy of Tchifus. And the Smucha Lechavrata is based on Tchifus. And now Tosfos Mechadesh that Tchifus doesn't require that the two brachas be recited literally one after the other. As long as there's no Hefsek between them, that's called Tchifus. Tosfos thinks we should apply the same principle to Kriyas HaTorah. And he answers no. In Kriyas HaTorah, there's no tchifus between the first bracha and the last bracha. And I'll prove it to you, because two different people can recite the two different brachas. So that's not called tchifus. So let's just think
about the person.
I'm just trying to figure out. Tosfos initially thought that in the case of Birchas HaShachar, there should be a bracha smucha l'charetos. We said because he's going like the Svar of the Rosh, that everything fits into one entity called Birchas HaShevach, and you have to recite it kiseder on a daily basis, one bracha after the other. And Tosis answers, but it is what it's called a Birchas, a bracha ktsara. Ah, so maybe Tosis is here l'shitaso. Let's see if it works, you know, if it's consistent. Tosis thinks that if not for a technicality, let's call it bracha ktsara, but leaving out bracha ktsara, then Birchas HaShachar would be a bracha smucha l'chavrata. Tosis thinks that Baruch Sha'omar and Yishtavach is smucha l'chavrata. Tosis thinks that Birchas HaTorah should also be smucha l'chavrata. So, Lamaisa, we have three cases that conceptually Tosis thinks should fit into bracha hasmucha l'chavrata. Only one of them is actually going to reach the finish line, and that's going to be Baruch Sha'omar Yishtavach. So he says the following. Tosis Ashita in Bracha Smuchel Chavita is when you have brachos that are tekef. Tekef means that immediately after Bracha A, you recite Bracha B. So Tosis therefore thinks that there's no question in his mind that Birchas HaShachar should be a Bracha Smuchel Chavita. Why? Because Tosis, like the Sheet of the Rush, holds that you have a Seder HaBrachos, which is obligatory. It's not contingent at all on your having the Hanorah. That sets up Tchifus. What the Rabbanim did was they created an entity of thanking Hashem for creating this world, and that Shevach now fits into an indivisible unit of Shevach, which is made up of many brachas. And all those brachas fit into a Tchifus. And therefore it should be Smucha L'Chavrata. The Tos has a technical reason why it's not Smucha L'Chavrata, because it's a bracha ktsar. But fundamentally, I'm on board here. It's a smucha l'chavrata. Now, where else do we find tchifus? So Tosis thinks we find tchifus in the Psuke Nezimra and in Birchas HaTorah and in Kriyas HaTorah. Where's the tchifus in the case of Psuke Nezimra? It's the fact that there is no hefsek. So if you have two brachos that must come one after the other without a hefsek, that gives you tchifus, and that's bracha smucha l'chavrata. Why is there tchifus in Psuke Nezimra? Tosfos asks the kasha, it's going to take a while until he gets to the last bracha. The answer is because that's not called a hefsek. These brachas are meant to attach to Psuke Nezimra. Tosfos thinks that in Kriyas HaTorah, again, there should be tchifus, because the Kriyas HaTorah itself is not a foreign element, it's not a hefsek, and therefore we should be able to connect b'tchifus, the first bracha, with the last bracha. And Tosis answers, no, these two brachas are totally independent, and I'll prove it to you, because two different people can recite these brachas.
I'm thinking about that the whole time. So what if, I'm saying, when I have an aliyah, does the Baal Koreh mumble the laming quietly so only I can hear it? No, why not? It's not my personal chiyuv.
It's a chiv on the tzibur. Everybody has to hear it.
So, whereas the Psuke de Zimra is my
personal. Right, it's my personal chiv. So let's think if that could help us. Let's see. So maybe the reason why it's smuchel chavrata in the case of Psuke de Zimra is because it's a chovas yachid. And two, that chovas yachid can integrate the first bracha with the last bracha. But if it's a chovas tzibur, see, I'm going to have a problem with Chazor Sashatz. Why? Because Chazor Sashatz is A, Bechovas Tzibur, and B, it's a Brachas Smucha L'Chavrata.
Right.
So for the time being, again, maybe you have a good svar, I don't know, but I'm going to assume that even in a Chovas Birchas HaTzibur, we still have Smucha L'Chavrata. So that's what Tosus thinks, that Kriyas HaTorah, even if I define it as a Chovas Tzibur, it should be Smucha L'Chavrata. And Tosis thinks that the Kriya itself is not a hefsek between the opening bracha and the closing bracha. And therefore it's exactly like all the cases of Tchifus. And Tchifus equals or generates Smucha L'Chavrata. So Tosis answers, no, I need the bracha lachreya increases the Torah to be poseh b'paro, and the reason for that is because it's a different person. If it's a different person who's making that bracha, then it's not. There's no tchifus. I mean, we would have to ask ourselves why isn't there tchifus? Meaning, why doesn't the same mevarech who was poseh b'paro have to? At some point, you can have to assume that there's some inherent, or shall I say, essential difference between the two brachas. Haraya, that somebody else can come and make that bracha. But in any event, Tosis right now, at this point, is working with the following operational principle. And that operational principle is that if two different people can make these two different brachas, that's not called tchifus. Even though, again, Lamaisa, he's making the two brachas. But he doesn't have to make the two brachas. We can introduce someone else to make the brachas.
So, Rabbi, for example, in the grace after meal, somebody, you can have two different people, two, three different people saying different blessings, on the one hand. In Shimon Esrei, for example, it's only the first blessing, really, and the other blessings are different in that regard. And also, grace after meals would be different. It depends on
well, look, I would say the following. Uh-huh. I'm oversimplifying a more complicated thing, but it could very well be that in Shimon Esrei, and also in Birkas Hamazon, you are obligated to make all the brachas. No one else can make those brachas for you. If somebody else makes those brachas for you, that's called Shomei Ka'on. That's a whole different entity.
Right.
But it's not pshat that in Kriya Satorah, what happens is I can recite the opening bracha, hear the Kriya, and then I can fly the coop before someone else comes forward to make the bracha. And it would be no Shomei Ka'on. But not so in Birkas Hamazon or in Birkas HaTfilah. Yeah. In those cases, you have to hear all the brachas. It could be you don't have to recite those brachas. You have to hear them, and hearing them makes you into Ka'ona. Ka'ona means as if you recite.
Can the Shlitz, you were stepped down in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz and somebody else come
yes.
up? Yes, he can.
But again, the tzibur to be yotze would have to hear all the brachos. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then, but again, let's take the shtil of Shmoneh Esrei. The shtil of Shmoneh Esrei, clearly, I have to recite all the brachos. What would happen if in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei I invite you to recite the brachos? So maybe Shomer Ka'onu would kick in. And that's really a machlok between the Babli and the Yushalmi. Yushalmi holds that there's no Shomer Ka'onu by tefillah. But let's leave out the Yushalmi. Let's go with the Bavli. The Bavli holds that the Shomei Ka'on by Tefillah. If that be the case, then even if I don't physically recite all the brachas, I am chayef to recite all the brachas. And therefore becomes tchifus. Again, he's putting all the emphasis on tchifus. So let's just think out of the box here. What would the Rav say, according to Shitas HaTosvis, if I had tchifus, but they didn't integrate to form one Kiyum HaMitzvah? Now, I don't know if such a thing exists, you know, in the halakhic world. But if Liyatsumi would come up with such a case where all the brachas have to be recited by one person in a Seder, Bazachar Zeh, but they're separate Chiyuvim.
To me,
and maybe by definition, that's
in Rosh Hashanah.
No, so I thought what he was saying in the Rosh, that what I would have said, maybe the Rav is saying something totally different. Go through it again if you can, because he'll point out the relevant point. But I thought that what the Rosh is saying is that there's a Chovas Birchas HaShemach, and that Birchas HaShemach is made up, is comprised of many different brachas. We have to thank Hashem for the world. What did God create in the world that I have to thank for? A, B, C, and D, X, Y, and Z. All this makes up the entity called Birchas HaShemach. So I would have said that the Rosh's Tchifus is not just a technical requirement of Tchifus, but it's much more conceptual, it's much more fundamental. It requires an entity, we're creating a new entity that happens to be made up of many different brachas. So I don't know exactly where the Rav is fitting into that. Is he saying that Tchifus itself means that there's some sort of uniting force there, there's some sort of lowest common denominator that integrates everything into one kiyum? Or he doesn't need that. He would theoretically say that if you could find some sort of tchifus without conceptual unification, it would still be a bracha smucha l'chavit. That's all I'm wondering. I don't know. I have to go through it again, you know, to read it with a fine tooth.
I think you've introduced the kasha when you mentioned Chazar Sashat, because the Beis Anashim's Svara should apply there.
No, what I'm saying is that the Beis Anashim, that's what I'm saying, if you were to walk out of the shul before the second bracha. You made the first bracha, I'm going to make the last bracha. You're not even there to hear my bracha. Not so in Chazor Sashatz. You know, you have
the Shliach Tzibur has to, he can stop saying it and someone else can take over, but he has to stay.
Yeah, because he's also part of the Tzibur.
He can't walk out.
Yeah, he's no less part of the Tzibur than anyone else.
Makes sense.
So he's saying the following. Forget about tchifus. The Ramban says it all depends upon kiyum echad. And you can argue from day till night that this is not tchifus. It doesn't matter. If it's kiyum echad, that justifies the status of smucha l'chavrata. Barav yeshlomo demoda Ramban l'svar satosus demikemen sheskinu debirchas hator b'kriyas hator yidei shnei anoshim lo chashiva birchas haTorah kibrochas smucha l'chavrata l'chein hi posachas b'baruch. So this I don't understand. According to Ramban, why should the second bracha of Kriyas haTorah be posach b'baruch? The Ramban is saying that once it's kiyum echad, that should be enough to justify smucha l'chavrata. You don't need a baruch. So what's he answering here? Kevin sheskinu al yidei shnei anoshim.
That's the same.
I don't get it. Why? I don't know. This doesn't make me happy.
Is that a different svara?
Now you're already getting choppy over here. This is, you know, until now it was more or less glot, you know.
Is this the same svara that we saw Beis Hanoshim before, or is this a different?
Yeah. That's exactly what he's doing here. He's saying that just like Tosus says that the second bracha after the Torah reading requires a psichim bracha because it's Shnei Anoshim, the Ramban is also going to agree to that. And that really undermines the very essence of the Ramban. The Ramban left Tchifus and he substituted Kiyum Echad. So when it's Kiyum Echad, then by definition it's a Smucha L'Chavrata. And here it's certainly a Kiyum Echad. Again, if I were writing this footnote, I would, you know, the Rav is not saying this, but I would have said that it's not Kiyum Echad. They're two different Kiyumim. One is to thank Hashem for choosing us and giving us the Torah, and the other is to thank Hashem for the experience of learning Torah. Well, maybe the Nusach HaBrach would be a problem. Asher Nosan Lanu Torah's Emes. So maybe the opening bracha. Well, what's the opening bracha? Asher Bracha Barin Kol Nosan Lanu Torah, right? So that's on the fact that God chose us and gave. Just one second. Asher Bracha Barin Kol Nosan Lanu Torah. So, and the bracha afterwards is Asher Nosan. What's the bracha after the Torah? Asher nosan lanu Torah semes? Is that how it starts?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it is. Maybe the machayev of the second bracha is the experience of Talmud Torah. Right? V'chayev olam netabes olcheinu. In other words, now we feel satiated from the Torah. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara has, like later on, we didn't get to it yet, has a kal v'chomer. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara says, if you chayim in birkas ha-mozol l'achreah for the sviyah, and that's only chay olam, how much more so chay shah, I'm sorry, if that's chay shah, how much more so that you chayim in a brocha l'achreah b'toras chay olam. Right, so it's interesting, you know, the Gemara is, right, you asked me before, why isn't Birkas HaMotzi Lechem in the arts at the beginning of the Suda Smucha to Birkas HaMotzi after the Suda? So I try to argue that they're two separate Mechayev. One is Mechayev to, you know, I'm about to embark upon Hana, and the other is I'm satiated. Those are two separate entities.
It's very parallel.
And maybe you could say the same thing in Birkas HaTorah, and then the Ramban would say it's not Kiyum Echad anymore.
The Bracha Rishon.
That's why you can have two Anoshim.
The Bracha Rishon is like Bari Priya Eitz. Bari Priya Eitz is, here's an apple. That's the whole Bracha, right?
It's not like the Pekei Chibrin with a blind person.
Here's an apple, and Birkas HaTorah. Here's the Torah, right? It's not about the effect the Torah has on us.
And a second bracha is already post facto after you had the impact. Now, what are you telling me about
Pekekim? I'm saying, and I'm chiming into, is that the first bracha is not on the Hanoi you're going to have.
Yeah. It's not on the Hanoi?
No, it's like, no. Like the eyes, like the Pekekim of the blind person.
Thank God you made an apple. That's it.
It exists.
Okay. But I think that even clarifies it better, that how the sharp conscience between the Bracha Lefaneh and the Bracha Lachreya. He's saying that the Rabban is working with a technicality. You know, like we say, what is that, basketball or football? You know, technical foul, is that basketball?
Basketball,
technical foul. He's operating with a technical foul. He's saying, no, it's a Bracha Smuch L'Chavrita, you're the Bracha Lefaneh, Bracha Lachreya, it's all one entity, one key. But there's some halach of Shnei Anoshim, and the Shnei Anoshim somehow, that's a technique. I don't think you have to say that. I think the healthier way to go would be that the Ramban would hold its two kiyum. But let's see if we can fit in one more paragraph. The ayin betosis li el umashik shami alucha she'ena smucha lefi mashipirashti v'afil hocheini posachas bibaruch. So what he's talking about, the end of Hallel, if I'm not mistaken, correct? And Tosis says that's not called smucha. Why is it called smucha? How's it different than yishtavach? Bafilu hachi eno posak liyesh litein tam lefishi hoda bialma tiknu ba chasima velo psicha kamo velo kain ishama is hikshu madua ein birchas helucha b'leila seder. Oh, he's talking about leila seder. Posachas bibaruch, hari lechora posachas. Right, I'm not sure it is posachas bibaruch, but maybe they're different in hagim. Do we have a baruch on yalucha in our hagodas? I don't remember. I don't think we have one. He has a different minog. Oh. I think in some of the hagodas you'll see another minog that you open up with a baruch. Hari lechora ain't a bracha smucha lechavrata. Ah, he's assuming, fakir, that there is no baruch. Like our minute, my mistake. So he says, l'chora it's ena smuch l'chavrata, why? The ena nemers b'tchifus u'besomuch l'birchas asher ga'olonu. Wow, that's interesting. Right, we have the baruch of asher ga'olonu, and in the middle he eats a suda. So presumably the suda is not part of the kiyum of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim.
Right.
Or Hodal Anes. So therefore, why is it that there's no psicha? So I have a feeling he's going to tell you that we're misaki this bracha in a different context. We're only borrowing the bracha. Let's see if I'm right. V'tirtzu, the mikame of the bracha Hodal Bialma is tiknu ba chasima bilvad kelo kain ishama v'chazir v'kushat tosis yulei Tagere smuchel tav mishum da brachos nemars b'tchifus. Musham hikshu, we have it's not b'tchifus.
Elokai neshama is difficult also.
Right, he says elokai neshama is like a short hodah that they were misaken, and such a short hodah doesn't need a psicha b'brach. It's not really a full fledged brach.
Does it make it easier if you say there's something else that has the same problem?
But again, let's just leave out Elokai Neshama for a second. Just the main point here in Tosis is that Tosis thinks that there's no smucha l'chavrata for Yalucha, because after Asher Gol, one of Gol Seim, we wedge a Seuda in, and therefore there's no Tchifus. So this is all Tosis l'shitaso, that Tosis says it's all a matter of Tchifus. You know, I'm thinking out loud that the Ramban would certainly have no kasha here. I don't know if he's going to say that. But the Ramban would have no kasha here because the Ramban holds all kiyum echad. So the Asher Galonu is a thanks to Hashem for the Geula, which ends with Gal Yisrael. And then we go on to recite Hallel, which is also thanking Hashem for the Geula. So it all fits into one kiyum. And therefore it's certainly smucha l'chavrata. Tosus l'shitasa requires tchifus, and he's bothered by the suda in the middle, which breaks up the tchifus, and therefore his answer is that it's a hodak tzara, some sort of, what was the language of Tosus? Havi birchas hodak bi'alma, he calls it. And a birchas hodak bi'alma is something that doesn't get a baruch, like Elokai Neshama.
the next paragraph seems to reflect what you're saying.
Oh, he does. Because Hashem brought me af sham ha'iluna. He smuchel lebrach shnei hal lefish al kriyas ha'hal he ba'a. Brachas Asher Golanu, Einam Afsekes. Wait, which brach is he talking about? Afshem Elishu Solishu Neihal Hig Ligmar Lefisha Al Kriyas Ahalel He Ba. Not sure which. Klomar Al Mitzvah Shel Kriya Elahodahi Lishaavar Al Gulasam Shel Mitzrayim. So we the dimbro smoke told b'shtei brachos mi osakiu afal pisha einam nemars betchiv and kol kashvina brachos lachain birchas aluch smuchel lechavti shinami me'ein halel. But what brachos is he talking about? The afal pisha b'halel haseder mafsik bein brachos lufnei halel al yidei birchas asher galonu Achila Sasuda. Tomkom Birchas Yalucha Mahava Kirim Echod in a Broch de Ligmar Sahal. Yeah, he has some sort of a Broch called Ligmar Sahal. I'm not sure if we have this Broch. So that Broch, according to Ramban, supplies the Baruch, the Psicha, for the Broch of Yalucha. Because it's Mukhal
Kam. Some say Ligmar.
I know, but do we have a bracha of Ligma, or any bracha?
Isn't there Yishtava?
On the Seder? I need a Haggad here, I don't remember.
The initial bracha,
we say Yishtava at the end of bracha.
Is there an initial bracha?
Right, there's Ligma, I believe.
No, I understand that the Sfaradim have Ligma, but I'm saying, where does it appear in the Seder? I don't remember.
No, that's Yishtava.
Don't we say Yishtava at the end?
He's talking about the Leil HaSeder, I think.
Don't we say Yishtava at the end?
You don't make a bracha on the Hallel of the Leil HaSeder?
I don't think
start
so.
They don't start with
no.
At all.
I mean, there's one in Shul, I think, you know, for those who have the minute, but not at the Seder. I don't think so. So I don't know what the Ramban's talking about. Unless the Ramban's talking about Hallel in general. Maybe he's not talking about the Seder. Is the Ramban talking about the Seder?
Seems to.
Where is it?
It's
Shom Yalucha Yismuchel Rochus Lefnei Hal Shi Ligmar. Oh yeah, because he mentions Asher Golanu, so he must be talking about the Seder. I don't know, it sounds to me, I'd have to look over the Ramban, that the Ramban had actually a bracha at the beginning of the Seder on Halil. But why would it be before Asher Golanu? I don't know, I don't understand. Before Asher Golanu, Ramban is bothered by Asher Golanu as a hefsek between the Birchas Ligmar. You have to know what the Ramban's talking about here. He says the Ramban is in Psochin. Oh, I don't know. It's the Ran quoting the Ramban. So if you have a Gemara Psochin, we can look at the Ran quoting the Ramban. Okay, then, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. And I think we got a lot out of it. I mean, again, you have to review this a million times. But the two basic approaches, let's just summarize the Untish Shura, as we say. Number one, that it's if the Brachas are Tchufos.
Yes.
And they have to be recited in that Seder by one person. That's one Shita in Smucha L'Chavrata, and that seems to be the Rosh Shita. And the other Shita is, no, that Brocha Smucha L'Chavrata, the Ramban Shita, is that it's Toli on Kiyum Echot. I feel much more comfortable with the Ramban. Okay, fine.
Rabbi, you don't mind if I sing for 20 minutes because I have to leave after.
Whenever you have to
I want to make sure I can have as much from you as possible.
Okay, thank you so much.